This is VOA News reporting via remote. I'm David Byrd. The number of Americans who filed for unemployment benefits last week set another record. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
There were more than 6.6 million people seeking jobless aid, double the record set the previous week, which had been in turn more than four times the record before that. It's a sign layoffs are growing as the coronavirus spread continues. Many economists envision as many as 20 million jobs lost by month's end. The unemployment rate could hit 15%. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Democratic Party on Thursday postponed its U.S. presidential nominating convention by a month until August, citing the coronavirus health crisis that has upended daily life and caused many states to postpone their primaries. Democrats will use the convention in Milwaukee, now scheduled for the week of August 17th, to formally pick their nominee to challenge Republican President Donald Trump in the November elections. It had previously been scheduled for July. The pandemic has forced Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden and rival Bernie Sanders off the campaign trail. More than a dozen states have delayed their nominating contests due to worries about public health risks. The convention will still be held in Wisconsin, a state that Trump narrowly won in 2016 and which is seen as a key battleground state for the 2020 presidential contest. The head of the World Health Organization's office in Europe says figures show that more than 95% of people who have died of coronavirus on the continent have been over age 60. But Dr. Hans Kluge said age is not the only risk factor for severe disease, adding that the notion that COVID-19 only affects older people is, in his words, factually wrong. This is VOA News. The man accused in the murder of journalist Daniel Pearl is likely to walk free in the coming days after a Pakistani court commuted his death sentence. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Pearl was investigating Islamist militants in Karachi after the September 11th attack, when he was kidnapped in January 2002. A video of his murder emerged weeks later. He was beheaded. British-born Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh was sentenced to death that same year, but the court ruled on Thursday his role in the murder wasn't proven and gave him 7 years for the kidnapping. Sheikh Omar has already spent 18 years in jail awaiting the outcome of an appeal, so he's likely to walk free in the coming days. Three co-accused were acquitted. A prosecutor is expected to file a new appeal, but the four men are likely to be released pending the outcome, unless a Supreme Court order stops that happening.
The European Union's top court ruled Thursday that Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic had broken the law by refusing to host refugees to help ease the burden on southern states, such as Greece and Italy, after a surge in migrant arrivals from 2015. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has details.
The governments of each state cited national security reasons in refusing to take in any refugees and migrants who had fled the Middle East and North Africa. Italy and Greece complained about the lack of European solidarity as they struggled with mass arrivals overwhelming their security and welfare systems. Germany also criticized the East for refusing to help while continuing to benefit from generous EU financial aid. The EU has since cracked down on immigration since 2015. The three states face no immediate penalty.
South Korean officials said Thursday about 4,000 patients now receiving treatment can cast their ballot by mail or as an early absentee at the upcoming parliamentary elections. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
Voters are set to head to polls on April 15th to elect 300 members of the National Assembly for the next 4 years. All will be required to wear a mask to the polling stations and get their temperature checked. Election campaigns kicked off on Thursday, as candidates are also expected to wear masks, avoid handshakes, and massive rallies during campaigns. Currently, President Moon Jae-in's Democratic Party holds 40% of seats in the chamber and is looking to secure an outright majority in the upcoming elections. Before the outbreak, they'd struggled with a stagnant economy and a year of political scandals, but South Korea's fierce battle against the coronavirus may have earned Moon domestic credit. His approval ratings hit a 16-month high last week.
For more, visit voanews.com, reporting via remote. No.